1600 KIBA and 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM. Real Estate Hour begins now, second week of January, and kicking it off with my good friends and realtors, by the way, Tego and Tracy Venturi, the Venturi team from Keller Williams Realty. Good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be here as usual.
Good morning, Eddie.
Got a big show all lined up, and before we get started, you want to jot down this number and the website address and take your real estate inquiries directly there. Tego, Tracy, how can people reach you guys?
The best way is our Realtor on Duty number, which is 933-6881, or online, welcomehomeabq.com or abq.realty.
Oh, bang, bang. I love that. Yeah, I love that. Yeah. I get excited
okay,
every time.
Okay, Eddie, I got to tell you this.
You're going to be jealous.
You're going to be jealous. I just purchased another web domain.
There you go.
I've got web domain issues. I know you do too, right? What's your mayoral one?
I have web domain NB. Is that what you're trying to say? So, it's growabq.com. And notice the very interesting thing about that domain is it has to do with this city. You know, it's beyond my campaign. Right. I don't have to run for a campaign or anything. I'm interested in doing the very same that you're interested in, that every business person here in Albuquerque is, and that's, of course, growing this great city of ours. So I went with GrowABQ instead of putting my name out front. Let's put the people forward.
Awesome. I like that. That's great. Well, the domain, the newest domain I just purchased is now ABQ, it's abq.homes. So, you know, just wow. It never ends.
So, all right. So just a couple of quick little tech tips since we're on this before we get started into this rocket of a show here in the Real Estate Hour, which always begins with Tego and Tracy Venturi, is that people need to understand, too, that it works in reverse. One of the things that Google does in its algorithms, and for any of you guys who run a small business, is they will start penalizing you if you have too many redirects to the same website. Isn't that horrible?
Yes. Yeah, that wow! Talk about getting into the weeds here, Eddie. But yeah, no, I'm as you know, I'm pretty savvy on SEO and search engine optimization, and obviously that's an important part of the real estate business.
Absolutely,
because you know, for what's the stat, Tracy? I just had it. It was 44% of people start their home search on the internet. And I'm shocking that it's not higher than that.
Well, I think it is higher.
90, yeah, they say some 90% have actually seen the home they end up buying on the internet first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what they say is the stat is actually 44% of recent buyers, the first step they took is to look for homes on the internet. And then they also go on to say 17%. The first thing they did was contact a real estate agent.
I was going to say, the next thing they do is they contact us to help them find the perfect home.
Yeah, so internet is a big deal, and search engine optimization is just, you know, that's a huge industry into itself.
Yeah, and a good one. And I think one of the things, when I went to the Lobo game the other night, unfortunately, the Lobos did not pull it out.
Did you go to that game?
I went to that game, yes, that's the game I went to. And I noticed all the real estate agents that basically the way they're selling all the advertising, everything had something to do with abqhomes.biz or their name with home or what. I mean, it really is something that has to do with the real estate industry in general. People are trying to nail down web domain names. So it isn't unique to you necessarily. You're just a lot earlier getting the worm. We're speaking with Tego and Tracy Venturi, and there's some National Association of Real Estate Buyer and Seller Surveys that are out. It's always good to hear from the people, and the National Association of Realtors always makes sure that they get the word out on this. And I love this type of polling and statistics that comes directly from the real estate industry, because usually it's pretty spot on. What are they saying?
Well, you know, a couple things. First off, National Association of Realtors, you know, you may realize this, it's the largest trade association in the country, largest, you know, by membership. And, you know, actually, if we go back to just New Mexico, we are the largest trade organization in New Mexico, 600 members.
So or 6,000,
excuse me, 6,000
members.
A couple different things. I want to skip to some news that came out from them, not necessarily the statistics, but the National Association of Realtors are kind of crossing into your world, Eddie, a little bit in its politics. And NAR has asked the committee that's looking at Dr. Ben Carson to be confirmed for the HUD secretary. They're asking them to move that along as quickly as possible, and NAR has Dr. Carson's full support, and they want to get that going. That's such an important that's an, you know, that HUD is such an important piece of the housing puzzle, and you need the right person in there to help the housing market.
No question.
So you said NAR, Tigo, about four times there, and again, that's National Association of Realtors.
I abbreviated it. I know. It's so hard to do that because we have all these acronyms and abbreviations. Absolutely. You know, and Tracy, there was another story that I saw that came out through the real estate world. It's actually through Realtor Mag, which is Realtor Magazine. And it's an interesting story about millennials.
Yeah.
You saw that, and I thought that was pretty interesting.
I just read like the first two sentences and I was amazed that the heading of it is Millennials Are Missing Out on Home Equity. So this was Friday the 13th news release, and it says the delay of millennials into home ownership will likely affect their finances for years to come. Real estate wealth has proven to be a major contributor to the financial wealth of previous generations. Interesting thought that I hadn't really pointed out before, that, you know, delaying getting into the ownership is delaying them building equity in the house, which is how most people build wealth.
Exactly. It's usually one of the first things, first steps for people, especially starting a household and starting a family, is starting to build up that equity in your home.
Yeah, the story goes on, but home values have been on the rise, but renters continue to miss out. And we've talked about that on and off for years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, rental payments that are 20% more than what they were in September of 2010 is what they're quoting. So
that's ridiculous, Tracy. I mean, that's a crime. But you know what? That is the market. That's what it bears. And there should be no reason. There should be no reason whatsoever why you can't get into the home. We've talked about the various programs on other shows, and we'll continue to address those again. But folks, if you pick up the phone and call Tigo and Tracy Venturi, it's as little as $500 to get in to some of these houses with some programs that are out there. And Tracy, how can people reach you?
Yeah, the best is call us 933-6881, and we'd be honored to talk with you about your home needs and whether it's credit, financing, different types of houses, different areas. We can help with it all.
Well, this goes right into another topic, and we didn't even, at the top of the show, we didn't even talk about the topics that were on our list here. But one of them here is the affordability index, home affordability index. And this is something, again, that the National Association of Realtors tracks, and they look at they're looking at what the median income is compared to the median cost of a home in a particular market. And what they're trying to do is say, okay, how does that compare? Is the affordability in line with what people are earning? And so, Eddie, let me give you some Albuquerque numbers.
Okay.
Albuquerque is 187. And let me tell you what that number means. That 187 means that that basically 187% of the income necessary to qualify for conventional loan is available for the median income versus the median home price. Now, how do we compare in Albuquerque to other markets? It's okay, but it's not great. It's better than a lot of areas. It's better than most of the western cities in particular. We're better than El Paso. We're better than Tucson, San Antonio, Colorado Springs. I'm just kind of thinking some of the cities that are similar in size to us. So our affordability is better. Of course, wages affect that. So if our wages are low, that's going to hurt that as well. So as you know more than anybody, Eddie, we can do better with our wages here in the Albuquerque.
Yeah,
market.
You don't want to artificially inflate the wages. It comes through a competition that exists in the labor pool to push wages up and demand, and that goes with economic growth, not necessarily artificially putting in the ceiling at $825 like they will in the legislature, or even $15. It just doesn't actually produce real wage income growth.
Yeah, and if you in the survey, there's about 180 metro markets that they look at, and we're right in the middle is probably the best way to put it. And there's some, you know, if you look at, okay, so let's have fun here. What are the most expensive places to live?
Of course. San Jose.
Yep, you're right. Good guess, Tracy.
Number one,
San Jose. It's actually, your income only costs, it only covers 60% of your housing costs. So I don't know how that works.
Wow.
Honolulu.
So wait, even if I get a check for the month, and I do, I'm still only going to be living in 60% of my house?
Yeah, what it is the median income in San Jose is only covers 60% of the median cost of a home.
You know what? That is an awesome statistic. So we are at 187 here.
Yeah.
What's New York?
New York is, they're pretty high. Do you see it on the list there, Tracy?
How about Dallas, Denver? Dallas, Denver,
well,
Phoenix.
Yeah, so let me give you a couple. These are the worst ones. San Jose, of course, Sunnyvale, Santa Clara, that whole Silicon Valley.
Silicon Valley.
Right. Honolulu, no surprise there. Anaheim, Santa Ana, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, Santa Ana is Inland Empire, so yeah.
Right, yeah. And San Francisco, Oakland, again, no surprise there. L.A., and I'm just going down the list. It's interesting. These are all California cities.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego,
Newport
Carlton,
Beach, all that area.
Yeah, yeah. And then New York is next on the list. That's number seven, New York. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So I think that tells a better that statistic once properly understood. Because I have to tell you, Tigo, I did not understand it at its outset, but I think that tells the real story of what's happening in your market. So that tells me that here in Albuquerque, there's room for growth.
There is. There absolutely is. And you know, wage growth will help that. And home prices are still relatively moderate compared to most of the rest of the country.
Wow. Well, that's good. Let's talk about more of the topics when we return with Tigo and Tracy right here on the Real Estate Hour on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. When we return, we'll talk about pre-sale marketing, coming soon marketing, all different new types of ways of marketing your property. Tigo and Tracy will always have the edge on a lot of these topics because they visit, they go in Las Vegas, New York, they try to get a better understanding of these new concepts that are hitting the Albuquerque market. And then, of course, as always, we'll have Tracy's Home of the Week right here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and worldwide at ABQ.FM. Back in a moment. Second segment of the Real Estate Hour with Tigo and Tracy Venturi right here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM. We talked about buyer-seller surveys from the National Association of Realtors, as well as the Inman Real Estate reports that have been coming out. And I think it's time to talk about how people need to market their properties. There's some new innovative ways that people are taking advantage of the market. Speed to market is everything, but could it perhaps be even speedier? Tracy has some ideas on pre-sale marketing and coming soon marketing. What's all the rage throughout the country, and will it land here in Albuquerque?
Yeah. So
you are talking to the right person on that subject. So we can, we can definitely talk about that. So hey, Eddie, I just want to remind people, if they want to get a hold of us, we are the Venturi Team Realtors at 933-6881. And welcome home, ABQ. com. And Tracy,
so was a lot of topics there.
Yeah,
so let's just start jumping right into them. So speaking of Inman, so next week,
what is Inman?
Inman is a news organization that focuses on real estate news, right? And they do a lot of data and stories.
Yeah, and they're kind of the place everybody with all the new technology that's related to real estate. And trust me, there is a lot of it. And again, this is more inside real estate kind of news, not really. But we're going to the conference.
Right. We're going to be in New York City next week. And so I did notice that there's an ice storm moving that way.
Oh,
a lot
great.
Of snow and cold. So good thing we're going to be in a convention center, right?
That's right.
But we'll be at the Inman. So we'll have all sorts of new, exciting thoughts after we get back. But let's talk about coming soon. So Tigo has spent many, many, many hours this past year helping the Albuquerque Real Estate Association put together a formal coming soon program, and we now have a way as realtors to share with each other that we have a house coming soon, but not ready to be formally in the public's eyes. So
you know, and I think it goes to kind of the society we're in now. We're in that, you know, we want it now, we want it instantly, we don't want to wait. you know, if I Google something, I want it right now. And if I call somebody, I expect to, you know, connect with somebody immediately, or I'll just move on to the next person, right? And so when it comes to real estate, we want to know the latest. We want to know right when that, you know, if we're home shopping, we want to know, like, the minute that that home comes on the market, because we want to be the first one to see it, right? And this goes into our supply-demand challenges in some areas in Albuquerque, right, Tracy?
It absolutely does. And so, you know, if I've got a client, sometimes they're hesitant to pull the trigger and pick their house, right? But if I can look at the database and say, you know, for the next 2 weeks, there's nothing in my coming soon bin that says it's about to hit the market, they can move forward. But sometimes the house they really want might be in that coming soon status, and I can say, wait, it's coming in the next 2 weeks. I can see it, and we've shared it with each other. One of the beauties of...
And let me just point out, and so what we've done within our realtor community, within our MLS, is we now have a system to let the other realtors know, the other 33,000 members of our association, that there are properties that are coming soon, meaning, you know, maybe they're doing some final cleaning, maybe they're getting it ready, maybe they're staging the home, maybe they're just not ready to hit active, but they want to start letting people know that it's going to be coming out and getting the word out ahead of time, correct?
Right. And, you know, hand in hand with this, we're expecting less houses for sale. And as we come up to our busier months, which starts in March here, March, April, May, June, obviously, but starting in March, we have not enough houses listed for sale. So that will generate really nice marketing for sellers, so that when they hit the market and start showing it, they'll have more showings right away potentially and generate the best sale price for them.
Well, and one of the things that survey that Zillow did, one of the things that jumped out on me when they were surveying sellers, the largest regret of home sellers is that they didn't start thinking about getting their home on the market. They didn't start getting it ready for the market soon enough. They wish they would have thought about it sooner. They wish they would have spent more time.
Zillow said that they thought that they should have actually started taking steps 5 to 6 months before they hit the market or called their realtor, that they should have started. And so what that means is now's the time to be calling us if you're thinking you're going to be selling sometime this year. We can help you. What's important to be done before you're ready to hit the market, so it's not quite as stressful.
So what you're saying, if you want to put your home on the market sometime in April, don't think about it on
April 1st,
Fool's Day.
Yeah. How often does that happen? Tracy? Where people are maybe, you know, not prepared to go ahead and run out there with it?
Surprisingly, a lot.
It's a lot. And, you know, I think it ends up being a lot more stressful for the sellers when they're rushing and they have their regular life to deal with. And then they're trying to get their house ready for sale. And then it's urgent. We need it on the sale on the market this week or this weekend. And then they've got a big chunk of things to do that just makes it much more difficult.
Well, and let me put it this way too. If you're rushing to get your home on the market, you're not preparing it, you're not merchandising it. Eddie, you know, we've used that word before. You're not detailing it just like you would detail a car to get it ready for sale. You're not doing that stuff. You're just leaving money on the table. You're giving money away. You're not going to get as much for the home if it's not 100% ready.
And taking your time to do it right will really make the difference for the home and for your life, you know. So it is time, if you're thinking of selling, to reach out. We can be in the loop. We like to do what we call our pre-launch, and that's helping sellers do the things that are going to make a difference and net them the most money. A lot of times it's just cleaning and packing away some things, but also, you know, making everything fresh and getting fresh towels or whatever it is, so that when you stage it, even if you're living there, it's not so lived in. And, you know,
let me ask you a couple of quick questions with regard to that. You know, a rule of thumb, how much money do I want to spend staging and setting up the house? I think that's a question that a lot of people, is there like a, you know, half of 1% of the value of the house? Any kind of rules of thumb that come from the real estate industry?
Yeah, I'm sure if we Googled it, there is a rule of thumb, but it varies so much from house to house. Some houses I walk into and they're pristine and they're perfect and it looks like it's been staged. So staging prices can vary from a few fresh flowers and a few strategically placed things to buying some fresh bright red towels or colorful towels and putting them out and making it fresh to, you know, if it's a vacant house, staging maybe a few main rooms for a couple hundred dollars. But many of the staging people that stage houses charge about 1% of the list price of the house to do a full staging.
Okay. And that's so them doing it from top to bottom.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's really, again, that's just, let's just put it this way. That's putting lipstick on it. That doesn't deal with, you know, if you have deferred maintenance, if you haven't cleaned up the yard in years, if you know, all of these things, you know, if your hot water heater is about to explode, you know, those things need to be dealt with as well. And again, you're going to get the most money for it. And I always use this example, Eddie. People say, well, you know, I know the carpet's bad, but we'll just give them a carpet allowance, right? We'll say, okay, here's an extra $3,000 to replace the carpet. Well, when that buyer goes in and sees that home and sees that it needs new carpet, they don't put a $3,000 price tag on that carpet. They put a $10,000 price tag.
And you're helping them, actually. You're actually helping them negotiate against you. Because let's face it, if any of us looking at $3,000 is looking at it with regards to a home, maybe not a whole lot of money, but when you're looking at $3,000 as $3,000 per carpet, well, you're going to say that's definitely not enough and I need a lot more, right? It's the psychology of a number.
Totally. And people aren't motivated to buy the house when it doesn't show well. When they see carpet that's worn, they feel like the whole house is probably that way, you know?
Yeah, great point. So, Let's talk about, and by the way, before we get started on our home of the week, and folks, you'll want to take this number down because we've had some success with the, actually, I should say a lot of success with featuring the home of the week here on the Rock of Talk on the Real Estate Hour. And if you want to go ahead and get your house featured here on the Real Estate Hour every Saturday at 9 a.m., that's Tego and Tracy. We've been doing it for 3 years now. The best way to do that is to get directly in touch with them and list your home with them. Tracy, how can they reach you?
You know, the best way is to call us at 933-6881. And do we get to jump into the featured home of the week?
Let's do it.
Good. I actually have three, so I'll talk really, really fast. Now, they're all coming soon, our new status of coming soon.
Okay, so they're, wow.
They're sellers who have committed to us. We're in the pre-launch stage. We're doing the photos. We're getting the house ready.
Doing what we just talked about.
Yeah.
Doing everything that's in the MLS and all the new doodads, all the new ways to work in the real estate industry moving forward.
And making sure when we hit the market that we present a great product and we're ready to go. So the first one is actually in the Del Webb Mirhaven community, which is Mirhaven has an active adult Del Webb community, and then they have a regular neighborhood that's not part of the Del Webb. So
I think it'd be important if we explain where the Mirhaven community is, just to give people a lay of the land.
Sure. The Mirhaven community is out off of north of I-40, off of Unser, just west up at the base of the petroglyphs. Great location. A lot of people have chosen to live in Mirhaven that commute to downtown or the base or UNM, the hospitals, and the K through 8 school. The ground has just been broken on that, and there's a new high school that's going to be a smaller high school, as I understand it, but it's in the works. It's apparently a couple of years down the road, and there's some stadiums there.
The new complex. High school stadiums are you'd know about that, Eddie.
The Nusenda Stadium.
Nusenda Stadium. There we go. Yeah, out in that area.
Right, out there. So there's a Del Webb 55 plus active adult community there, and this house was just finished in 2016, and it's a beautiful 2,329 square feet, and it's going to be under 400. And if you go there, I mean, it's going to be under 400,000. But when you go there and you buy new from the builder, it's a pricey neighborhood, but people are choosing that. They have an amazing community center where they've got all sorts of activities and athletics and pools. It's a really beautiful state-of-the-art community. So this one, 2228 Cibola Creek Way, and that one's coming this week.
This week? Okay.
Yep. And then we have two others in the Cabazon community of Rio Rancho.
Nice.
And call us if you're thinking about Rio Rancho or a very nice new home, and we can help you out. They're coming soon. So we've got a couple of houses in the in the pipeline that are really awesome.
Tracy, thank you again for putting together the homes of the week, three of them this week, all coming soon. Two in Cabazon, one on Cibola Creek, and for all that and more, just visit their website directly at Tego.
WelcomeHomeABQ.com. WelcomeHomeABQ.com.
Both of you have a safe and amazing week. It is going to be an amazing week. I'm very excited because I'm heading out to Washington, D.C. to watch the inauguration. So looking forward to doing that. So we'll see you guys back east this week, and hopefully we'll avoid all the bad weather. Stay tuned, everybody. We have Lone Star Home Loans as part of the Real Estate Hour. They're up next right here on AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM, and worldwide at abq.fm.
If anybody's helping me.